USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The funeral for George Floyd has taken place in Houston. The Reverend Al Sharpton spoke for about 40 minutes at the funeral.
There is an intentional neglect to make people pay for taking our lives.
Reverend Sharpton said those responsible must be punished.
Lives like George will not matter until somebody pays the cost.
He said we're fighting wickedness in high places. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden appeared in a video message during the service. He spoke to Floyd's six-year-old daughter.
I know you have a lot of questions, honey. No child should have to ask questions that too many black children have had to ask for generations. Why? Why's daddy gone?
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A Republican senator is drawing criticism after saying Americans were getting too much unemployment stimulus. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says extra unemployment benefits meant to help people are now causing problems.
As it appears, most recipients are being paid more on unemployment insurance than they were when working. This, of course, discourages people from returning to work or taking a new job, thus delaying the recovery.
Grassley, opening the Senate Finance Committee hearing, also says the money was poorly targeted.
In New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy says up to 50 people can now get together inside and 100 outside following a decline in coronavirus numbers.
With more and more of our businesses reopening, we are no longer requiring you to stay at home, but we are asking you to continue to be responsible and safe.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
North Korea says it's cutting off all communication channels with South Korea. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
It's a move that experts say could signal that Pyongyang has grown frustrated that Seoul has failed to revive lucrative inter-Korean economic projects and persuade the United States to ease sanctions on the North. The North Korean Central News Agency is saying all cross-border communication lines would be cut off as of noon in what was called a first step of the determination to completely shut down all contact, meaning with South Korea, and getting rid of unnecessary things. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A small earthquake shook the San Francisco Bay Area, where residents reported slight shaking, but no injuries or major damage. The magnitude 2.7 quake was recorded at the University of California, Berkeley, at a depth of 6 miles near the edge of the campus, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Parts of the university near California Memorial Stadium sits along the Hayward Fault, which is an active seismic line that has produced many small earthquakes, but no major events in more than 150 years. Scientists say the chances of a major quake in the Hayward Zone is increasing due to the length of time that's passed since the last event. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.